Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hank's a great fit, Matt, because he can deal with pressure and expectations, and he can deal with the big stage. Eli Manning came there the same type of way. You know, with father being around football, same thing with Deion and Shador. The accuracy when he's rushed and pressured and he was under constant duress, that's NFL ready. That means you've dealt with the NFL type of game already. A lot of college quarterbacks, it's free and easy back there. It wasn't that way with Shador.
That's Mel Kiper on Shador Sanders, who is very polarizing, getting a lot of, you know, is he putting teams off the way he is meeting with them and talking to GMs and executives, and I don't know. He's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, and there are so many different angles to him as a prospect and as a story. His dad being Deion, is that a good thing for him? Is it a bad thing for him in other ways? I mean, it's definitely a good thing for him. It's given him opportunities he might not have otherwise had. Although I think he was a four-star recruit, so he would have had something. But the reason he gets so much attention is that. But that also comes now with expectation that he probably isn't good enough to achieve. And my overall take on him is he is uber confident, just like his dad Deion was. Think you're the best thing in the world, arrogant with it, which, as Deion Sanders would have proved, that all works when you're amazing. When you're elitely gifted, most athletic, talented corner in football ever. I mean, you're allowed to be that confident and arrogant and have that level of ego when you back it up every single time. And his son might have the same qualities or characteristics, but what happens when he's not good enough to back it up? What happens if he's only pretty good? What happens if he's only a game manager level quarterback? What if he's even worse than that? Because that's what I think of him. I don't even really have a big problem with how he carries himself and how he talks about himself, but my problem is you take a million sacks and your arm's not that strong. You could even say his arm is weak, I think, by comparison to some of these other first-round quarterbacks of past years. So I got a quarterback that's not a crazy good athlete. He takes a lot of sacks. He doesn't have that strong an arm. He's good at some things. He's good at improvising when he has to. He's very accurate, but that's not enough. So I think the dangerous thing with him is the combination of the Deion-level characteristics of ego and confidence combined with, you're not really that, you're not that great. You're probably not going to be that great. Could be bad. I would not take him if I were the Browns. I would not take him if I were the Giants. I would not take him if I were really anybody in the top half of the first round. If I were Pittsburgh, okay, like now I'm starting to get to, I would take a shot at it. Late first round, though, would be the first time I'd start thinking about it if I'm a quarterback needy team. If I were one of these teams at the top, I'd rather do something else. If I'm the Giants, I might just rather go sign Jameis Winston, who they're having in on a visit, and then draft a kid in the second round. Rather do that. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe. I put a poll up. Who's going to get it together first? Runaway poll. Like not even a good poll. Terrible poll. When you get 84% answering one of the three answers, it's a bad poll.
It's because the other three teams are so bad.
It's not the Bills. I'm saying who gets it together first.
No, oh, I know.
Patriots, Dolphins, the other
two,
Jets.
The other two teams, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So the Patriots running away with it at 84%, which makes sense because they have the one, they're the one team with the quarterback that is respectable. Jimmy in Miami is next up. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how you doing, Joe? Hey, you were talking about the Dolphins, and I get the paper down here and I read a lot. And this Omar Kelly is really good. I don't know if you ever had him on, but he's a really good writer, sports writer. But anyway, he was saying that. The thing is with, you know, McDaniel, he wants to be the player's best friend, you know. He's a great offensive coordinator, but as far as a leader, the team is really soft. One of the players had left, I think it was Deshaun Elliott, he was a safety, he went over to Pittsburgh. He said that the team is really soft. Soft is, well, I don't want to use the word, but anyway, the players come to meetings late, he finds them. They still come late. They have a real leadership problem in that locker room, and I don't know who the leader is, but you know they had draft picks that, you know, really good players that they develop them, but they can't keep them because the general manager Greer has overpaid on so many free agents like Jalen Ramsey and Bradley Chubb. And, oh, gosh, I don't know. And of course, Tyreek Hill, who quit on the team in the fourth quarter of their last game last year. He just didn't want to play. So, I mean that really, there was really a real problem with leadership mm-hmm. and as far as the culture and the team. I'll tell you, people will complain about McDermott, but nobody's ever going to say the team is soft, that's for sure.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But anyway, I just wanted to tell you about that. And then I, you're exactly right, though. McDaniel and Greer are both coaching and working for their jobs this year, because the word is that if they don't get to the playoffs, they're gone. So
yeah.
Anyway, that's all I had.
Thanks, Jimmy. This is one thing why I think it triggers me a lot when fans instantly talk about Diggs like he did something. He was T.O. doing sit-ups in the driveway. All there was a cryptic stuff. And one outburst, even, wave of the hands on the sideline. I'm not saying he did nothing. Look at what other receivers in the league do sometimes. Tyreek Hill took himself out of the game. Quit on the team, is the way Jimmy put it. I mean, basically, there's a... Was it Hard Knocks? It was the in-season Hard Knocks, I think. Following the Dolphins. And, like, Waddle is mic'd up. In the moment, Hill's like, I'm not going back in. And Waddle's like, you're not coming back in? You're done? Like, kind of said it like that. Like, surprising. And Hill sat on the bench, and then he came out after the game and basically said, yeah, I'm done with the Miami Dolphins. I mean, that's kind of crazy that he's going to continue with that team after that day. There would be organizations that would just say, I'm done with you. I'm done. I'm not dealing with this anymore. You're not worth it anymore. And that is kind of, maybe that's where I could tie it into Diggs a little bit with Hill. The Bills moved on from Diggs probably at the right time. I think he could have helped them last year, but one reason why the trade to me always made a little bit of sense was Diggs was transitioning or going to need to transition into becoming a player that plays more in the slot, more on the inside. And that's where Khalil Shakir lives, and that's where Curtis Samuel often lives, and that's where Dalton Kincaid lives. So I don't necessarily need that from you. And I got a team over here that's offering me a second-round pick. Go look around at what other veteran receivers at that age and that contract often would get. Second round pick seemed like the right time for the value of it and for the role that he was probably going to be best in that you didn't really need. Hill is reaching a similar age and had a similar season that Diggs had in his last Bills season, where Diggs started to fall off at the end, and it was, why did that really happen? And maybe it was just Joe Brady, and the offense wasn't really a fit for him. But he got a million targets at the end of that year, and they didn't work. The efficiency dropped tenfold. So then I look over at what the season that Tyreek Hill just had. Tyreek Hill went like a full calendar year without a 100-yard game, or with one 100-yard game. Like, no big blow-up games at all. He went from, look at the drop. He played one more game last year than he did the year before. And his receiving yardage, again, this wasn't because of games missed. He played more games last year. And yet, his receiving yards went down by 840. 1799 in 2023, 959 last year. And that's not just because Tua was hurt. Tua missed 4 or 5 games. What about the other 12 games? Didn't produce there either. You might argue that it's the right time for them to get out. But, as I pointed out last segment, like, the whole thing in Miami is built to do it right now. And the second that he's gone, you'd think McDaniel's gone, and you'd think the whole thing is kind of hitting a refresh button. So they're in a different place than the Bills because of the quarterback difference, I think, and because of the just the way the organizations are run, what they put into getting to this point. The Bills didn't have to spend all the draft picks and trades and all the money that Miami did to get here. So I do think there are differences. But like Hill, this would have been the time to get out. and appears as though he's going to stay going into next year. 803-0550. We'll talk some NCAA tournament coming up at 9 o'clock. And if you got a thought on how you're doing your bracket this year, let me know. I've got a bracket pool. If you want to, everyone's got their own bracket pool. Half the pot for mine is going to my buddy's GoFundMe, who's been battling cancer. So for a good cause, if you want to check it out, it's on my Twitter. Just go to my profile, and it's the first tweet up there. 803-0550 is the phone number. Stay tuned. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.